anytime a person is in an associated intense state, if we apply at the peak of that experience a specific stimulus, then the two get linked together neurologically. And anchoring can assist you in gaining access to past states and linking the past state to the present and to the future. Now, that's useful. For example, let's say that you wanted to be more in control of your state. If you had a really powerful resource anchor, which would be all of the times when you ever felt real positive about yourself, stacked together, that is put together into one big anchor, then probably that would help you at any time when you felt a little low or you felt like your resources weren't totally present. If you just sort of fired off that anchor, then that probably would put you in a really powerful positive state. And of course, the answer is it would. So anchoring, see, here's the question. I think the question you may want to ask yourself is, how would I like to be totally in charge of my own internal state? For me, that was a major shift in my experience. Because I'll tell you what, before NLP, I used to wake up in the morning, and I used to think that my state was controlled by the way I woke up. So some mornings I would wake up and I'd feel really good. And you know, and I would go, whoa, I feel great. And I'd go through the whole day and I'd have a great day. And yet, some mornings I would wake up and I'd feel really awful. I might have a negative state or I might feel really tired or whatever. And I noticed that those days that I felt really awful, especially in the early days when I was in selling radio advertising, I noticed that I would actually have to just take some time for myself. Well, what I realized after NLP was that I was in control of my own state and that I could be totally in charge of my own state. That was real powerful for me, because what I realized was I could be at any moment in the kind of state that I chose to be. So if I needed to be in a powerful, positive state, I could be. If I needed to be in any state that I needed, I could literally call it up in the moment. Well, how do you do that, Tad? How do you do, you might ask, how do you do that, Tad? Well, the way you do that is to simply pay attention to the internal representations that you make. Let's briefly for a moment jump back and look at page 7. Let's go back and look at page 7. And remember now that there's an external event, but that external event could also be simply thoughts that you have inside your head, or it could be memories that get triggered inside your head. So we have an external event, but that could be some communication from inside yourself or outside yourself, which end up inside yourself as an internal representation. And that internal representation is intimately coupled to a state, and that state is intimately coupled to a physiology. Now, anchoring takes place right here on the left-hand side of the diagram on page 7 in that package of the internal representation, which you'll remember is made up of pictures, sounds, feelings, tastes and smells, and your self-talk. And that's intimately coupled to a state, which is a happy state, a sad state, a motivated state, and so forth. And that's intimately coupled to the physiology. So the relationship between the internal representation and the physiology ends up being the state. And the state is what we anchor in anchoring. The state, whatever state it is that you're in, is what we end up anchoring when we do anchoring. Of course, that entire package of internal representation, state, and physiology ends up creating our behavior. So we're most interested in being able to be in charge of that internal representation or that state and or the physiology altogether.